Item number 10 is an application for subdivision rezoning at 3357 Pemina Highway under file DAS at 20 of 2011.
The applicant is Thomas Peak. Thomas Peak, please come down. Good evening, Thomas.
Good evening.
Can you give us an overview of what you're proposing here?
Yes. My name is Thomas Peak. I'm president of Exhale Corporation. I am the applicant. The owner is Red River Cooperatives. We're making an application to subdivide the property into two parcels, which Exhale Corporation will be purchasing the rear parcel. At the same time, we're making an application to rezone it from C3 back to C2. And the purpose of that is to give us the ability to put conditional use for multifamily residential on there, which we're going to be working on coming back to council with a conditional use application later on this fall. And there may be, right now we're looking at all residential, but there could be some commercial component to it, but we haven't decided yet. And a little history, I think the report sums it up. It was originally rezoned back in 2007 as C2 to accommodate Red River Co-op, which I was involved in that application on behalf of Red River. And with a few years ago when they did the rezoning bylaw 200-206, they changed it to 203. Changed it to C3. So we're just asking to change it back to the C2, what it was originally zoned at. So with that, if you have any questions, it's...
So, Thomas, I just want to understand here. You're making the application to do predominantly residential on the site. It allows
yes,
you
sir.
To do the conditional use, but you're keeping the door open to do some kind of commercial.
Possibly, but we aren't sure right yet. But the plan, we're leaning towards all residential, although there's been something that's brought up to us about a servicing capacity, which has been highlighted in the report. It was brought up to the attention. I think Robert and I spoke about it. So I know the overall plan is the high density housing there, which you could put multi-floor, but this brings up a new issue that we're going to have to deal with. Right now, the plan that with the tentative plan we've done, which hasn't been confirmed, it looks like you have sufficient servicing capacity to accommodate 34 multifamily dwellings. But to put a high density, which would be 70 units, it looks like it could have some concern. And it's also going to concern adjacent properties, which I know that the plan is to try to develop that in the high density. So it's something that we're going to have to dig into a little further. And it's
your original concept here was bungalow and townhouse.
Yes, sir.
Condos, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and it's still.
I just want to make sure you're aware that there's, the community closely looks at these developments, especially along that Pemina Highway strip. I realize this is set back a little bit.
Right.
But anything that you do, the conditional use will come back here, and also plan approval eventually will come back here.
Right.
So if you're getting too far away from that, I'm probably going to ask you that you take those plans back out to those community groups that I pointed at you too early in the process. Which was, Group Action Saint-Norbert and Entreprise Réel.
I've had discussions already with one of the groups. I think it's the Réel one. And I've sort of shared my idea, although I said it hasn't been, it's not finalized yet. So I will be meeting with both those groups.
It's pretty tough to turn down a downzoning from C3 to C2. But
true.
I just want you to bear in mind that, I sort of an idea from preliminary discussions with you where you were going here.
That is the route we want to go. We have some issues we have to deal with, setbacks and so on, but that's something which we're going to have to sit down and come up with a plan that makes sense.
Yeah, I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay, you can stand down if there's no more questions. And we have a few people registered.
Okay.
Chris Peak in support. Registered in support. Jim Heaton for information. You're fine? Okay. Nancy and Wayne Drozdowski. Nancy and Wayne Drozdowski? They are registered for information, not here. Is there anyone else who would like to speak to this who hasn't filled out a form? Seeing nobody? You want to call them back? Should we come back for clarification on
You've read the report, Thomas, and you're comfortable with everything that's in the report here?
Robert, we're going to have to come back. When we come back with our conditional use, we're going to have to be looking at those setbacks, or else it's going to affect what we're able to build on a tenant.
Just to be clear, that would require a zoning agreement amendment.
Yeah.
If it can't be dealt with at the conditional use stage, it would have to be dealt with through a process that's similar to a rezoning.
Oh, so, okay.
So if you want to deal with it,
because we spoke, like, originally we were looking at our plan we did. We had a 35-foot setback in the rail yard, and our whole plan we wanted to do is to have that. But, in the report it says 49 feet, which does not work for us. So we got an issue with that, I can tell you that right now. And then if that would might lean us to go more commercial on the site on front.
Our next community committee meeting so that you can work those out so that we don't put you into a process
I hear what you're saying.
If you're going to argue those numbers, we're not going to sort it out just going back and forth here tonight.
Right.
So if you want to have that debate, understand what it means to you financially and the overall business plan for that site, plus the servicing stuff. We're certainly willing to give you the opportunity to work with the administration. We wouldn't get back to it till September 19th.
Right. Well, I just got to think this thing out, because part of my agreement with Red River Co-op is to subdivide the site and buy the rear of the site. What we've done is we put in the zoning at the same time as part of it. And so I guess you have to approve them both together. You can't approve one side, like the subdivision, and postpone the – it's not possible.
No, it'd have to come as an application again. Because that's specific to the development agreement. We're saying that we're giving the administration the direction to go out and do that development agreement based on these conditions.
Well, we got a little issue with that, just because we want to close on the property and Red River wants to close with myself.
Where does the 49.5 feet come from, Robert?
Recommendation from the from a study that was done for the Federation of Canadian Municipalities and the railway leaders in the industry. So what we do is take the recommendation, and we've only been applying it for the past couple of years. We did apply it to a recent application that was just south of here on DASED 4 of 11, which was the condo hotel. We put in the same kind of recommendation, but by the bylaw, they required only 25 feet.
And 25 feet is acceptable to me. Robert and I had a discussion about this, and what's happened is, there's many, many examples on Pemina Highway. In fact, that condominium development right there, Superstore, has a 20-foot setback. And all the residents, it's a new bylaw, like Robert's saying, has just come into force, I can give you dozens of examples where it's not the 49 feet. Yeah.
I don't want to make a decision here that just flies in the face, that makes these guys much more difficult to do in the future. They don't distinguish between the amount of traffic or the type of railroad, because this, I know this rail, I mean, this is very low impact, the low traffic train a day.
Number one, it's not a bylaw, it's our recommendation based on best practices. Number two, that was taken into consideration, and that's the recommendation from the industry and the Federation of Canadian Municipalities as a setback from buildings. The idea is to mitigate noise, help mitigate noise, and if there's an incident on the rail, that it leaves adequate setback.
The noise is something which, that's going to affect me as a developing the site, selling the site, and having an incident. The incident would be 20 or 30, 40 feet is not going to make a difference. And there's dozens and dozens throughout the city that have the 20-foot, 25-foot setback.
You have to go to 25 feet.
Well, we could, the concept plan we did that we had 30 feet was what we could live with to make it feasible. And I could live with 30 feet, but I can't live with 49. Robert and I be talking about this, and this is what he's recommending in the report. I'm not in agreement. I was under the understanding I could come back and put that as in my conditional use variance. But that was never advised to me that it was going to be a little zoning amendment. And maybe it's my fault, but that did cause a problem, Councillor Swandell, for sure, because the site is at the back end is 200 feet deep. and you have a 50-foot setback, you can't put multi, you know, and what we're planning to build is entry-level side-by-sides, not low.
Yeah, no, no, I understand. I mean, I like what you did there because it was not a high density. It was bungalow condos and townhouses. It wasn't, you know, big, crazy density. So I don't mind trying to accommodate that. I don't know how much I'm going to jam the planning guys up.
And one thing is, I am not averse, you know, and I mentioned to Robert, we aren't averse to putting a berm along the railroad track, but, it, you know, the berm that Robert told me in order to have to do it would be, what, Robert, 35 feet wide?
You didn't have the land.
10 feet.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're making the land undevelopable, you know?
Yeah, and the clerk was just pointing out to me, Thomas, that even if we amend this, it won't go to the July council meeting. It won't get to council until September anyway. Yeah, because this would have to go, instead of going to executive policy committee, it would have to go to property and development because we've amended the report. So it can't go the express route. It has to go the regular route. So you're going to be jammed until September anyway.
Well, if this is approved tonight, we have to go through the zoning amendment and then we do a conditional use?
If I amend their recommendation that it be 49.5 feet to, even if I amend it down to 30 feet.
Yes.
Then it's still going to have to go to council. It won't make council in July. It'll have to go to council in September, which is not till the last week of September.
Okay. If we just file it as it is right now and come back for a zoning amendment based on discussions and to make it workable with conditional use, we could be done at the same time.
For that.
You'd still have to come back with a separate application.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. If you're
separate hearing, or if you do it together at the same hearing?
You can do a zoning agreement amendment application with your conditional use, but the zoning agreement process often takes around 6 months. It's almost the same as a rezoning.
Geez, you know, Robert, you never told me this, you know, in our discussions. And I'm not aware of this at all until tonight, because we'd be going back and forth.
We've got to do this, you know, legally and make it conform with what the, like, there's timing of all these committees that has to happen.
Right.
My sense is the best option for you is to let us lay it over tonight, come at it back at it in September, go back to co-op, get an extension on your deal to take you out till September.
Mm-hmm.
I think,
you know what, Councillor Swindell, I agree with do that, because what's going to happen is that, I have a relationship with the Red River Co-op. I just have to, I agree with you, 100%.
Okay.
And this
there's,
process.
There's no other way out of this, Thomas.
Yeah, okay, I
then
understand.
Then you can go back and talk with him, and that's where you really need to sort it out. I mean, I'll certainly give the indication that I'm willing to come closer to the 25 than to the 49 feet.
Right, right.
But I need to have that discussion here.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I understand. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Councillor Swindell will move layover.
Just a motion to adjourn this until the September 19th meeting of the Real Community Committee.
Okay.
So they were pretty reasonable. So let's try and
Opposed, carried.
Flush the